Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Warriors with a loss tonight here in Philadelphia, 126-119. As they fall to 32-28, five-game winning streak is snapped. And with that loss, they fall a half game back of the L.A. Clippers for the number six spot. That's the spot they want. They want to get into the playoffs. It would be tough for them to get to five at this point with the Rockets. They're four games back in the loss column, but they're dead tied with the Clippers right now. Both teams with 32-27. But remember, those games that got away in the first half of the season, those were all tiebreaker games. The only two teams the Warriors really have tiebreakers on are Minnesota, who's behind them by a game, and, of course, Oklahoma City, who's ahead of them by 16 games. So this was a tough one. This is one that the Warriors had to have. Considering you've got a game in New York later on this trip, now you've got to go to Charlotte, make sure you get that win, then go to New York and see what you can do before ending the road trip in Brooklyn. No Jimmy Butler tonight for Golden State, but Philadelphia didn't have Joel Embiid, Eric Gordon, or Kyle Lowry, and so you could kind of call that even, if you will. And so the Warriors with 15 turnovers resulting in 19 points for Philadelphia. Philadelphia had 14 turnovers, resulting in 19 for the Warriors. It's the first time since Jimmy Butler's been around, really, that the points off turnovers have been dead even. And tonight, Quentin Grimes was really special tonight for Philadelphia. He took advantage of the Warriors' defensive strategy on him tonight. Some of the players were crowding him. He just drove by him, got good shots, 18 of 24 from the field. He had six rebounds. He was, which is astounding, plus minus. He had 44 points and was a minus five on the floor. How is that possible? Steph Curry was great again for the second game in a row, 56 in Orlando, 29 tonight here in Philly, 13 assists at the season high, 10 of 18 from the floor, and he was a plus 12, which means that when he was off the floor, the Warriors were outscored by 19 points. And again, it goes back to the Butler acquisition, why it's so important for Golden State, because when Steph goes off the floor and Jimmy's on the floor, that's when the Warriors really, you know, get some dividends going because of the fact that, you know, Jimmy Butler allows him to survive the non-Curry minutes. Curry, 29 points, 13 assists, 16 points, 9 rebounds for Quinton Post as Post continues to excel this year. 13 points, 8 boards, 8 assists for Draymond. He was a plus 3. Kevin Knox struggled a little bit tonight. The Warriors did get some good performances off the bench. GP2, 15 points, 7 assists, 14 from Gee Santos, and a 10 from Kevon Looney, including 3 offensive rebounds. Philly got 20 from Kelly Oubre Jr., and 17 points and 8 boards from Paul George. But Tyrese Maxey, one of his worst performances of the year, 2 of 14 from the field, 5 points. He did have 11 assists, but when he scores only 5, you have to take advantage of that, and Golden State did not.